you for downloading this podcast from Sound of Science. Lionel is a VW campervan, but inspired by the words and works of Carl Sagan, Lionel is the spaceship of our imagination. He likes to take people to the edge of the known universe, but before they go, we like to chat to them about music, life and science while we share a delicious pudding. This is Dessert Lionel Discs.
Lionel's passenger today is Nancy Pennington, the Principal Environmental Consultant at Halcro. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Anthony.
I think I know what a Principal Environmental Consultant does, but I don't know what Halcro is.
Halcro is a multinational consultancy for engineering, design and environmental. So we've got people that design bridges, roads, work on contaminated land sites, coastal defences, flood defences, which is what I kind of specialise in, estuarine flood and coastal defence works.
Okay.
So I work with the engineers to help develop a design and ensure that they do it in a way that won't detrimentally harm the environment.
Okay.
So we will look at, you know, any designated areas that are nearby, see how we can avoid encroaching into them, deal with governmental organisations like Natural England and the Marine Management Organisation to get consents and licences to do the work.
Right.
And then if it does look like we're going to have any significant impacts on the environment, then we look to see how we can mitigate those.
Okay.
And build in environmental enhancements along the way to try and improve things once we've been in there with all the plant machinery and gone out again.
Great. Could you give me an example of something that you've worked on at Halcro that I might know about?
At the moment, I'm working on the Grimsby Docks Coastal and Flood Defence Scheme.
Okay.
We're working on behalf of the Environment Agency and Associated British Ports as well, who own the dock. They're, you know, helping us out with a little bit of match funding, and it's a massive job to defend the, not only the port but the town of Grimsby, and it extends down to Cleethorpes as well.
Okay.
It was actually announced by Cabinet a couple of weeks ago as being one of the fast-tracked flood defence schemes in the UK.
Great.
So yeah, it's a big job, and it's hopefully going to start construction summertime.
Yeah. Okay.
If all goes well.
Okay. Yeah, there may be some tea sound effects on the podcast today. That's just to keep us warm. It's March, but it's snowing. How did you go from... Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Rochdale.
Rochdale.
Which is absolutely nowhere by the sea.
Yes.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
And if anyone came in and did some damage to it, I don't think anyone would really care. Yeah. Anyway, less said about that, the better. But I've always had a real keen interest in nature and the environment, which was picked up from my dad, because even though he was a physicist, he was very passionate about going out and finding creatures and teaching me all about nature. So
great.
That was, you know, a really big guiding person in my life.
Yeah.
So I went to, all the way through school, I kind of wanted to be a marine biologist.
Okay.
But didn't really get the qualifications that I could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I quite liked hanging out with my friends and going to the pub a little bit too much. So in the end, after doing my A-levels, I went through clearing to York University, but based in Scarborough,
okay,
at their university campus there, and did a degree in coastal management and conservation,
okay,
which did have elements of marine biology and oceanography, statistics, chemistry,
sure,
a whole gamut of different disciplines.
Yeah.
And I think that put me in better stead for the job that I'm doing now than a straight marine biology degree would have done.
Okay, yeah, no, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
But was it, what was it about marine biology that, was it as opposed to land biology that...
I've just always been fascinated by the sea.
Right.
Whenever I go on holiday, I'm constantly in the sea with my head under the water,
really,
looking to see what's there, in rock pools, poking about, seeing what I can find. It's just been an utter lifelong fascination.
That's brilliant. I think we all, as kids, enjoy rock pooling.
Oh, definitely.
And, I think it's a shame when we leave things behind. I'm glad to hear that you haven't.
No.
As you can tell, I haven't left any of my childhood behind, as you can see from this camper van. But it's a long way. There's an awful lot of beautiful stuff to see, galaxies, comet pan stars, all
yes,
sorts of things out there. Is there anything you're particularly looking forward to seeing out there?
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing a few nebulas if they're out there.
Yeah.
Maybe the Crab Nebula, that's a very beautiful
okay
one.
Lionel noted.
Thank you very much. Set him on a course for the Crab Nebula.
Excellent. We'll do that. Yeah, that'd be pretty amazing. Actually, if you could have a Betelgeuse or Betelgeuse, however you like
it.
If you could have a look at that,
yeah,
and let me know if it's gone. Because I keep looking at the night sky and wondering whether it's gone supernova and we're just going to see it happen. But if you're going that way, well, you're not going that way. But you, like, pretend you go, we'll go that, it doesn't matter. It's a spaceship of our imagination. It won't take any time.
No, not at all.
Just go that way and then let me know when you come back. Don't
check it out.
Don't mention it online or anything. We don't want any spoilers for people.
No, not at all.
But just do let me know, because I don't mind spoilers. You get to, it is a long way to go.
Yes.
There are spaces in between galaxies where there's not an awful lot to see. There's probably some questions to answer. Although the Planck Observatory seems to have answered quite a few of those questions recently, which is very exciting. It's a slightly older universe than we thought. I say slightly. quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
Yeah. You get Carl Sagan's Cosmos. Have you read it?
I haven't read it, no.
Oh, fantastic.
But I think that would be a damn good book to take on the journey with me.
Yeah.
It's a nice big hefty one as
well. Yeah, it is, isn't it? There's some wonderful stuff in there. Have you brought another book with you?
Yes, I have. It's I'm going to take Lord of the Flies with me, as it's one of my all-time favourite books.
Brilliant.
And it's been read probably at least once a year since I was about 12.
Okay.
So quite a few years.
What is it about it that you...
I don't know, it's just... It's exciting, sad, and... It's just a kind of voyage of discovery for those young guys, and you know,
that's
some
what you'll
really
be on as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Just, you know, really horrible in parts, and it just makes you think what peer pressure can actually do and push you to. And but you've still got the couple of guys that keep their own integrity and know right from wrong.
Yeah,
but still get persecuted for it, which still happens in this
day and
age. Which is,
it does. And you get the complete works of Sir David Attenborough. Which I assume you've seen already.
Oh, yes.
But well worth
it. But definitely well worth it. Yeah. Multiple watches again.
And remind you of Earth when you're out there.
Yes.
But have you brought a film with you as well?
I have, and it's quite a cheesy one. It's not very highbrow.
That's okay.
It's Tank Girl.
Okay.
It's my all-time favourite film.
Really?
I just love it.
Go on.
I just think she's the coolest person ever. I've loved her ever since the comic books.
Right.
I've got all the sort of comic book novels.
Mm-hmm.
And the film on video and DVD.
Really?
And the soundtrack.
Okay.
And if I could be Tank Girl for the day, that would make my dreams come true.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say you've got the soundtrack. Have you brought that with you as well?
No, but there was a couple of songs on the soundtrack that nearly made it onto the Desert Lionel Discs play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to take some music, so let's begin. What do we have up first?
I think we should have one with a very apt name. It's Opening, so that can be our opener.
Brilliant.
It's a song by Linkin Park, which are one of my favourite bands.
Yeah.
And they're a kind of new metal band, quite heavy and thrashy in points. Not a proper heavy metal band, but this song's from the Reanimation album, which was a hiatus album when Chester Bennington wasn't in the band.
Okay, why wasn't he in the band?
I think he was having time off for recreational substance abuse counselling, shall we say.
Okay.
So, it's a really odd song for them. It's quite classical with violins in there, and it's just a beautiful song. And if I ever got married, I would love to walk down the aisle to this song. Involved with the Habitat for Humanity charity, which enables communities that are either been hit by a disaster, flood, tsunami, typhoon, whatever, to enable them to rebuild their community or build houses for people to live in. And it is a big cooperative effort by everyone, and they do volunteering schemes where people can go over there, and Halco have actually done it I don't think they've done it recently, but a couple of years ago a team of about 12 went out to Africa somewhere and built a village over there, everything from houses to a well, and little rudimentary play area for the children, but you know, nevertheless, it was something.
Yeah.
And then they came and did a presentation when they came back, and it was really nice, and it's I'd love to be involved.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny because that's not the kind of track that you would sort of associate with Linkin Park, and equally that kind of behaviour, if you don't know them very well, is not the sort of thing you'd expect a new metal band to be involved in.
Exactly. And the band as a whole, after the tsunami, they did a benefit gig to try and raise money for that to send over there, you know, things like that. They do quite a lot. So
yeah, it's good.
It's really good.
Well, Nancy's wandering around Rochdale, thinking, I wish there's a sea here. It's a long way to the sea, and I'm going to plot my route to the sea through studying marine biology.
Yeah.
So you set off in that direction. And
yeah.
Did you choose sciences? And
yes. At my GCSEs, you did science anyway, but I chose geology.
Okay.
And geography and French for some reason.
Yeah. Well, they
never know.
They have geology.
They have a coastline, so it's fine.
Yeah.
And then I left school and went to a sixth form college and did maths, biology, geology, and chemistry.
Wow.
Which was, looking back, a little bit tough.
A bit too much.
Yeah, a little
one
bit too
many.
Much. One too many, yeah. And I think I should have swapped chemistry for geography.
Okay.
My mum still says to me nowadays, you should have swapped chemistry for geography. Yes, mum.
Okay.
The second choice for my song is from a band that I first started liking when I was at Sixth Form College.
Okay.
A band called No Doubts. Which I'm sure you've heard of before.
Yeah.
And they've just got a really nice track called Underneath It All, which just, I don't really want to go into the reasons, but it just has a lot of personal meaning to me, and I just think it's a really, really nice song to listen to, and it makes you think.
Incomplete, but you see the colors in me.
Do you ever regret not going down the straight marine biology route?
Sometimes, but it's actually worked out quite funny at the moment, because when I took my voluntary redundancy in 2011, a couple of other people were also made redundant throughout the company, and they just so happened to be both of our marine biologists. One of them is now running a restaurant in York with his wife, who was a runner-up in the MasterChef competition a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And the other one set up his own sort of independent sub-consultancy company.
Okay.
But when I went back to the company, I explained this to my boss and said, you know, we're severely lacking in marine biology skills. And it just so happens I found a course, a distance learning course at Newcastle University.
Oh, brilliant.
That started this month and goes on for 6 months with a field trip at the Dove Marine Laboratory up in Newcastle.
Fantastic.
So they agreed, put business case forward to the directors, and they agreed it would be good. So
wow.
I'm back at university doing distance learning course.
Oh, amazing.
So yeah, really enjoying it so far.
That's really good. And do you still dive?
No, I really want to get back into it, and
right.
I'm hoping that on the field course I might be able to do a bit of diving.
Yeah.
But I'd love to, but you know, I always go snorkeling whenever I go on holiday.
Yeah. It's a common thread from marine biologists, obviously, the diving thing.
But, yeah.
Have you ever had any encounters when you're down there?
A couple, yes. Nearly got my fingers bitten off by a moray eel that was hidden in the wreck of a seaplane that was 22 metres down off the coast of Scotland.
Wow.
And I also, not diving, but when I was snorkeling in Cebu off the coast of Malaysia, I got stung on the leg by a jellyfish.
Ooh.
Which is quite painful.
Yeah. Did it leave a scar?
No, it didn't, but I've kind of got a bit of a memorial, shall we say, in place of it. I decided, in memory of me being stung on the leg by a jellyfish, to get a tattoo of a jellyfish where I was stung. So
I
have a big thigh piece of a jellyfish.
Okay, well, I won't ask to see it, it's a bit cold. Brilliant. Have you got other tattoos?
Yes, I have quite a lot of tattoos.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Quite a bit of a passion of mine, shall we say.
Right.
And it just so happens I'm going booking some appointments for new tattoos when we finish our journey to the edge of the known universe.
Wow. What is it about tattoos that are...
I don't know. I think it's just the individuality. Mm. You know, if you've got a house, you'll decorate it.
Yeah.
So why not decorate the body that you were given
and
just make yourself stand out a little bit? It's not about attention seeking. It's just about wanting to be a little bit different.
Yeah. I like the idea of the jellyfish. Are there other stories in your tattoos?
Yeah, I've got a gecko on my right arm in memory of my dad, because he really loved lizards and newts, and I couldn't find any nice tattoos of newts, so I found one of a gecko, which is near enough.
Yeah.
And I've got on my left calf, I found a gorgeous print in a vintage shop of two seahorses with their tails intertwined. So I got my tattoos to make a version of that, and I've got that on my leg.
Wow.
And just various ones dotted all over the place.
Yeah, great. There's a marine biology theme.
There's a bit of a fishy theme there. I think I really want to get an octopus done, but I don't really know where.
Okay. I've noticed in the news that the government is taking climate change out of the curriculum for under 14s.
It's such a bad idea.
Yeah.
Children and young adults should be knowing about this kind of thing from as early age as possible, because they're our next generation, they're the future.
Yeah.
We're trying to implement change now, and they're the ones that have got to carry it on.
Yeah.
And if they don't understand or haven't been taught about these kind of things, we'll just end up in a worse situation than we already are in.
I agree with you. I don't think there can possibly be a more important subject than this planet and the role that children can have in the future of this planet, and to just take it out, it just doesn't make any sense. I've been doing a project with schools recently which has climate change as part of it, and I haven't been into schools for a long, long time. It's the first time that I've been taking a school. I was really quite surprised by how little the teenagers knew about climate change. I thought, foolishly, that it would be in the curriculum much more than it already is.
Mm.
So to see that it's being taken out completely, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, I was at Manchester University a couple of weeks ago at an environmental careers event where there was panels of different people from the environment sector, There was a lady that was a director of an environmental consulting company. There was a guy that works for United Utilities and is their sustainability manager, a wildlife officer from a local council. And it was really refreshing to see how enthusiastic the students were and, you know, how much they want to go into a career that deals with the environment, whether it be environmental law, environmental impact assessment, sustainability, carbon studies. So it's quite worrying that there might not be another generation to fit those university places, and then there won't be enough people to fit the jobs, because there's so much work out there to do with the environment. You know, policymakers, enforcers, you know, officers that will protect the countryside. And the government that we've got now promised to uphold environmental policies, and they're not doing at all. They're going out with badger calls. They are removing things like climate change from curriculums. They're just not doing what they're promised to do, and it's very, very worrying.
Anyway, enough about them. Let's have some more music.
Okay, then. Yeah, my next track is a gorgeous classical piece that I've always absolutely loved, and it's Nimrod by Elgar from the Enigma Variations.
Wonderful.
I can play the guitar, but not very well. But I used to play cello when I was at school, but I had to give it up, unfortunately, because of various other commitments, such as, you know, schoolwork, studying, and lots of swimming. But I'd love to play the cello again, if I had the chance. I used to play in orchestra, well, youth orchestras. And then the reason I've chosen Nimrod is it was one piece that I always wanted to play, but just never got a chance.
Okay, maybe one day.
You never know.
Are you, you've obviously not brought your cello with you.
I don't have a cello anymore, fortunately.
Okay.
No. Well, I had to give it back. It was a kind of on loan from school.
Well, we'll try and find you one. Lots of swimming.
Yes, I used to do lots of swimming. Not competitive swimming, but swimming with school. And I was in a snorkeling club as well. And then graduated onto the scuba diving club.
Oh, wow.
And I was a... Actually, I think I was 15, even though you're supposed to be 16.
Right.
But the people that ran both clubs were the same people, so they knew that I was capable. And so I had a lot of interesting dives with them. My first ever dive was in a quarry in Snowdonia. called Dorothea.
Right.
And it's extremely deep in places, and the coldest place I have ever been.
Yeah.
Lionel is pretty tropical compared to that quarry. But that was an absolutely brilliant dive. But yeah, very, very cold.
Yeah, amazing.
Been, you know, quite a few places with the club. Went up to Millport in Scotland on the Isle of Cumbrae quite a few times.
Right.
And we stayed at the Marine Biological Station there, which is currently owned by London University, but there is a peaceful protest outside of there this afternoon because the University of London's shutting it down.
No.
Which is a real shame.
Yeah.
Because it's an excellent facility for, you know, schools, colleges, diving clubs to go up there, stay there, learn about the, you know, the marine environment, go out on dives, did a couple of night dives there, which was just amazing.
Mm.
And they've got labs and an aquarium attached to it as well.
Oh, really?
So the whole lot's going to go, and I think it will, you know, really dent the economy of the island as well, which is really sad.
Well, we'll have to get behind that then. It's actually going to happen.
It is definitely going to happen. I think today's a last-ditch attempt to, you know, plead.
Yeah.
But I really don't think it'll work.
Oh.
It's a real shame.
Yeah. It is actually getting too cold in here now. So we need some more tea.
Definitely.
With tea comes pudding.
Yes.
Did you bring anything with you?
I certainly did bring pudding with me.
Oh.
I brought some strawberry cheesecake. How's that?
That is perfect.
I was thinking of bringing something that we could cook in the oven, but I know that Lionel doesn't have an oven.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, not everybody appreciates that. Thank you very much for appreciating that. And yeah, okay, let's dig in. Okay, that's warmed it up a bit.
Yes, nice and warm now.
Excellent cheesecake, thank you very much. You need to start thinking about heading off though. Otherwise, Lionel's going to get too cold and you'll be out in space and it'll be awful. So, we've got two more CDs to listen to.
Yes, we have.
What's up first?
Well, the first one is a song that always reminds me of my dad. He was such a huge influence in my life, you know, such a brick to the family, not just me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real good family man, kind of influenced my career choice,
mm-hmm.
albeit not directly, but just through his influence and his passion for things.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we lost him just over 3 years ago, you know, but he's still a big part of our lives.
Yeah.
And yeah, this song just reminds me of him and all the lovely things that he did.
And what is it?
It's a song called Somersault by 07, sung by Sia, who's one of my favourite female singers.
Oh, okay.
And it just makes me smile when I hear it. It makes me think of all the good times. from Imperial College in London with a degree in physics. And then he ended up moving to Oldham to work for Antis,
okay.
Working with semiconductors and sort of electronics and things like that in the development department. And my mum worked there in the labs doing research and development and testing of various things that came through. A bit of quality control, I think, more than research and development. And she used to constantly make things break on purpose so that my dad would come in to show her what was happening, just so she could speak to him.
Yeah.
And she flirted quite a lot with him. And after a couple of weeks, he got the message and asked her to go out with him. And about 2 weeks later, he asked her to marry him.
Oh.
And they got married within about a year. And they were just a couple of months away from their 40th wedding anniversary when he died. So yeah, they were a fantastic couple.
Now, there is a rule, your luxury item that you can take with you, which is that it is an inanimate object. However, when you arrived, you had something with you, which is now in our house, and I believe you want to take that thing with you.
I certainly do. That is one of the most important things in my life, and that is my little dog, Molly.
Okay, I'm going to need persuading. Why can Molly come into space with you?
Well, even though she's an animate object rather than inanimate, she does a lot of sleeping.
Okay.
So, you know, she wouldn't really be that much
yes.
of a pain.
Yeah.
And she's quite interested in space and the cosmos herself.
Okay.
She's, you know, quite a scientific little dog.
Does she read up on Laika, the space dog, and all that sort of thing?
She does, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just this once. We'll get her just before you take off, otherwise my experience is she's... You say she sleeps a lot, but when she's awake, she's quite noisy.
Yes, she can be quite wiggly as well.
So. Okay, so we'll get her as you take off, but that's okay. But, don't say I don't do anything for you.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have a lovely time. We've got one more piece of music to come.
Yes, my final piece of music is a track called Titanium by David Guetta, again featuring Sia.
Okay.
I chose this song because the job that I'm in now, I actually took voluntary redundancy from at the end of September for
okay.
various reasons. And I ended up getting another job with another consultancy
mm-hmm.
in the centre of Manchester. It was one of the worst moves I've ever made in my life.
Oh.
I absolutely hated working there. It wasn't fun.
Right.
Everyone that I worked with was really nice, apart from one particular person who was constantly nasty towards me and just made my life a bit of a living hell.
Okay.
So this song is kind of my battle song, and whenever I felt a bit low, usually on the way to work on the bus,
yeah.
I used to listen to it on my MP3 player and just try and buoy myself up for the day and think, yeah, I can do this.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a good theme tune for my life.
Mm. And you're through that time now and you're back with Heartbreak.
Yeah, I'm through that time. I'm back with the company that I should never have left.
Yeah.
And it feels like I've gone home.
And
everyone is like family there. They're
yeah.
great. So.
Wow. That's brilliant. That's really good to hear. Well, thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope you enjoy your time in space in Lionel. Do,
I
do
certainly
let me
will.
Know about it. I'm really interested to know what's beyond the edge of the known universe. So yeah, do let me know on that.
Yeah, me and Molly will take some pictures and bring them back.
Fantastic. I'll put the track on and I'll go and get Molly.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your trip.
You shot it.
Let's go.
Shoot me down, but I get up. Far away, ricochet.